Clutters, it's Arch here. I hope you're well. Leaving the airport now, just waiting for a cab. I'm going to be late, but why don't you start the Fit Stairs ad at the beginning, because let's face it, no one ever listens to it. Interestingly, I put 50 quid on them to win last weekend, but I got 50 quid back, so I'm just going to put it on them to do it again. Come on, the Lions! 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 Lions!
Well, FitStairs have been an absolute incredible partner this series. They started off by giving you £25 free bet. Then they gave you 50 quid free bet on the second test, which Archie lost. And so he's using that £50 free bet on the third. And now they're saying if you put up to £50 on the third test, any bet, any market on the Lions, and your bet loses, you will get all that money back as a free bet to go and spend on any market for the next year, any sport, whatever you want to do, from racing to cricket to football, whatever you want. All you have to do is create an account, which takes 1 minute, just an email address and a password on the FitStairs website. Put up to £50 on the Lions game this Saturday. And if your bet loses, then hey, you get that money back as a free bet to spend on any sport. Guys, you're welcome. More lies, more lies, more lies, more lies. More lies.
A bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the penultimate episode of the Rigbiz Podcast Lions Special. And back from Spain, I'm glad to announce that I am rejoined by the CEO of Clapham.
It's like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. If you like pina coladas, that's right, Clody, I'm back from Spain.
It's great to see you back, and it looks like you're sort of recharged.
Mate, I am on TikTok form. Honestly, yeah. I haven't seen anyone yet, but I can just tell just from the chat I've had to myself since I've been back that I'm in bloody good form.
Yeah, and you've got a great little tan going on.
Oh, mate, it was glorious weather.
It looked awesome. I'm so jealous.
What a place Sodders is.
Yeah.
If you are, you know, if you know Sodder Grande, you actually call it Sodders.
Okay, sorry.
And Solis, yeah, right, mate, okay. It was so good. The golf out there, caught up with Benders, and he absolutely loved it.
Yeah, so
surprise.
What happened? Can you tell us, like, how
I just found him on the golf course.
Right.
And then he explained he was going to his wedding, and lucky enough, I met the groom whose wedding it was. And funny enough, we were connected on LinkedIn.
Oh my God.
And we had a chuckle about it. And it worked out that, you know, we'd actually had quite a lot of chanter over LinkedIn. And he just said, you're out here. I said, look, I'm out here for business. He said, look, why not come to the wedding? So I ended up going.
You were invited.
So I ended up going. I brought my suit, tailor made by McCann Bespoke. I've just
perfect
been doing a little bit of influencing for them.
Of course.
Because that's my side hustle. I'm an influencer.
Yeah, of course you are. It looks
in
great.
In Clapham and in the city.
Yeah, the suit looks amazing. I was very jealous. Yeah.
If you want one, Clody,
I'd love to get one.
Yeah, you probably need to tidy yourself up.
Okay.
Yeah, but. Okay. Yeah,
do you reckon give me
happy to give you an introduction. Yeah,
okay,
happy
cool.
to give you an introduction.
Well, I'll definitely get on there later.
But yeah, Sodders was great. Absolutely smashed it at the wedding Sodders. A lot of high end cheekers and a lot of high net worth.
Did you meet some nice girls in the evening? Did you take one back?
I had quite a lot of good chat with a lot of the girls, but a lot of them were in relationships, disappointingly. But okay. Mate, laid some moves down on the dance floor, did a bit of BD at the wedding, and we'll see what comes of that. But mate, brilliant time, and highly recommend Sodders as a place to go.
Escape yo, trimming all my bushing and she lets me know. Shaving it up so I can let it grow. She said come over here if you were single though. I'm single yo, but shave your bush though. When I hold my bush to shave, she says I give you praise. We roll around for days, I know. And all I did was shave my bush though. Don't forget to shave your bush. No one wants your pubes aplenty. Don't forget to shave your bush. 20% off with Rigbiz 20. That's right, guys, we're giving you 20% off and free shipping for the brand new Lawnmower 4.0, the Weed Whacker, the creams, the deodorants, the wonderful bag to carry it all in. And guess what? You're going to get free delivery and 20% off anything you buy. All you have to do is go to the UK Manscaped website, manscaped.com, and put in the little code RIGBIZ20. Remember, we're banning the bush this summer, guys. Sort yourselves out.
So, Archie, I'm hoping that you found time to watch the Lions when you're out there, Clotus. Even though you had golf and polo and the wedding and everything. Yeah,
yeah. Clotus, listen, there's always time for the Lions. I wouldn't miss a test. I haven't missed a test since I've been born.
Oh, my God. And what were your thoughts on it? A bit disappointing, wasn't it?
It was disappointing. And you know what? I'm slightly worried. I'm considering dropping an email to Gats and saying, get me out there. Yes, they've got Marcus Smith, who is very similar to me.
Yeah, yeah, similar
but he
styles.
Just doesn't have the experience at high level like I do.
Or the chat. You
and
can't communicate
I think
with the
they need
well.
Me in there. They need someone who's going to motivate the squad,
yeah.
Someone who's going to play heads-up rugby and take it to the box.
Yeah.
You know, I'll play on the line. I will make things happen.
So you're saying now, Gatland, get me out there ASAP.
Yeah,
I want to start on Saturday.
I won't feel the jet lag.
No,
I'm
no,
in
no.
that good a shape, even though I've been lashing it up in Sodders.
It's only a 1 hour gap as well.
Yeah, yeah. I won't feel the jet lag.
Okay. Well, this is our call to Gatland. Get Archie out there, as ridiculous as that sounds.
No, because also I'd be good for the boys, win or lose, because I'd be able to get them on the lash if we lose, but also I'd be able to provide them with unbelievable lash.
Well, because you can only imagine how boring it must be for them right now in the hotel and the bubble. Yeah.
You can imagine that Farrell's like override all the quizzes and all the games to do a bit more analysis and you know, they just need someone like me to say, listen boys, you know, believe in our chat and go out there and deliver the C.H.A.T. chat the world wants us to deliver.
We're talking about delivering the C.H.A.T.
chat. A lot of chat.
We didn't really deliver the chat last week because you had an absolute nightmare with
I genuinely thought last week was probably our strongest podcast.
No, mate,
and I reckon I was up there one of the best guests we've had.
Mate, I think you're being
a lot of people come back to me about my analysis.
Really?
Yeah, and honestly, they really thought it's good.
Well,
any producers listening from the BBC or ITV or even Channel 4, please get in touch. I am available.
Okay, well, I thought it was quite...
Although I am going into pre-season soon, so Saturdays are going to be difficult. But any Sunday games,
you're in.
Or Friday night.
Well, I thought it was quite, you know, disappointing if we're going to be completely honest with ourselves. But then you did call me when you were in Spain and say, mate, I get it, you're a bit upset.
Yeah.
I've got another guest lined up for
week.
So who do you have?
It's not. I'm going to just tell you now, it's not a Lions legend.
But this is a Lions legend series.
But it is a legend. And I actually have pulled out a top draw guest, someone who is so relevant. Hold your breath, Clodie.
Yep.
Max Lahiff.
Max
the man
Lahiff.
Of the moment, the viral superstar.
The viral sensation.
And funny enough, I've known him for quite some time.
Oh, so you've got some stories together.
Yeah. Okay. This is going to be some serious pitter-patter.
Max, thank you so much for joining us, and sorry for ruining your Monday evening. I know you've recently gone back into pre-C, but did you find the time, you know, to let your hair down during the summer break or not?
No, unfortunately not. Just with COVID and all that madness, and then we had like homework, so we were given GPS units to get strange with. So it was all very short and abrupt. 4 weeks just isn't enough to get really like unwind yourself, you know.
That's we can imagine how I feel working in a city, because that's all the holiday I get across the year, Maximus, and I have to get the gym in. You know, it's tough. I find it hard to unwind.
You've been corporate guinea pig.
Yeah. But you know what? You know, when you're making money, you can't complain.
Can't complain.
You're an old alumni of Wellington College, which has given birth to two of Archie's favourite guests we've had on the podcast, Max Evans and James Haskell.
Yeah. Oh, lordy lord. Those are some shoes to follow.
I know, some combination. When they recall their memories of Wellington, it was, you know, pretty boisterous and loose, to say the least. What are your sort of weirdest memories of that time there?
I got there when it was just dying out, when they were just stamping all that madness, that old schoolery out. But, it got weird. Like, you know, JCR nights with the sick form going to the pub and all that. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
You just fuel up the prefix of alcohol, and they just let it out on you, all that kind of angst.
I think it helps bring out your personality. That's what my father said.
Character building, absolutely.
Actually, at Cheltenham College, they had a thing where the prefects used to, if you're a naughty boy in third form, they would wake you up early, take you to the yard, and hit hockey balls at you. And when I told my father about this and complained and said, listen, can you talk to the... He said, no, my boy. That will make you a man. That will make you what you are in the city. And to be fair, it was very, very kind of them. At the time, I was crying, and in A&E was a lot of wasted time, but now I feel much better about it. It's how I'll bring my children up.
Yeah, passage rugby, and also pull. So, like, we'd have to, as the sick former said, pull, we'd have to run across the corridor, and he's just got the rack, you know, racket
cool.
Really English public school vibes. That's
only for the major, private schools. If you go to,
if you have a rackets court, you're a woof, big dog.
Actually, on my CV, I didn't actually play rackets, but I just put it at the end of my CV, went to school, my school had a rackets court, and then they know you're in the higher echelons of the privately educated sphere.
Real aristocratic game.
Yeah.
I could just really imagine you wielding that with impunity. Yeah.
I sometimes laugh in the Ned, and when it goes to an awkward silence, I go, by any chance, did you play rackets? And normally it keeps the conversation going.
Yeah, wet to the whistle.
Yeah.
Well, Max, you studied there at the same time as Maiden Chelsea's Kangi Dunlop, didn't you? So did you have any sort of romantic interactions between the two of you, or any stories to tell?
Oh, nothing, I'm afraid to say, but she was divinity. Yeah, she was wonderful to look upon. Yeah. What a girl. And she could sing really well, actually.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Talented girl. I've actually seen her from a distance in Jack's in Fulham. And she looked gorgeous and she smelled delicious.
Well, have you guys ever met before?
Me and Maximus have come across each other. We saw each other a couple of weekends ago.
Really?
In the ship.
We did.
I was balling with James Smith and Alima. Just rocking
woof,
up.
Woof.
Yeah. Instagram's hottest properties, chilling out, sipping down Guinnesses, discussing, body fat and heart rates. And then in the other corner, in the other heavyweight corner, were all the rugby boys. You're talking the Urbanos, the Lafferty's, the JJ's, the Cock and the Singers.
It was very strong crew.
Yeah, it was loose.
Absolutely.
We're talking...
Met Maximus many years ago on the Seven Circuits. We actually spent a night at London Sevens, I think it was. Was it?
Yeah, and then what was it called back then? Rugby Rocks or something.
Yeah, Rugby Rocks. That's it, Rugby Rocks. We had an extraordinary night there with I'm just trying to think who was Max there. Max was with a guy.
Kieran, Big Kizalo.
Yeah, he was the lot.
And, Ross Sampson.
Yeah, Ross Sampson.
Your old affiliate. Yeah.
Yeah. And now Ross Sampson lives in Dubai, wears budgie smugglers, and makes a lot of money. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He saw the light, didn't
and,
he?
And he says he used to be a professional rugby player. So, yeah.
Well, Max, obviously Wellington's a great rugby school. We're about to come onto your professional career, fear not. But were your sights always set on becoming a pro? Or were you tempted to follow Archie's lead and, just sort of follow what most people from Wellington go, uni, and then sort of into the city, I suppose?
To be fair, the minute I picked up the shampoo, I got weird about it, yeah. I had real zeal just to go for it. That's actually what took me to Wellington, but I almost went into architecture at the end. But no, not quite the corporate ladder wasn't for me, I don't
know. Okay, so you go from Wellington and you manage to break out into the sort of, break out of the London Irish Academy into the senior team. You play for them over 80 times over a four-year period.
It was a big name.
But during that time...
Still is a big name, but he was a big name then. They were saying, do you know this guy? He had an extraordinary lid.
Oh, it was terrible, wasn't it? Just Weasley vibes.
It was special.
Well, during that time, Irish had some pretty loose players, to say the least. Did you ever overlap with James O'Connor? And if so, how loose was he?
Back then, he was legendarily loose, man. He was the hedonist of the highest order. Like, straight debauchery season, every season. But there were others. Like, that was a team of mavericks and just absolute playboys. They loved it. It was so much fun.
Was Joseph there as well at the same time?
One of the greats. Yeah. He could never turn down a good time, that boy.
I will say, when I saw him in the pub, he's an extraordinary nice guy, which won't do the story much justice. But I will say, I once was queuing up to get into Kensington Roof Gardens, and the bouncer said to him, "You can't get in, you're wearing trainers." And his words out of his mouth were, "Do you know who I am? I play rugby for England." At which the guy said, "I don't care, mate." And he was like, he didn't know what to do.
Yeah, that SW, they don't care.
You played for Melbourne Rebels out in Australia for a season. What was the whole experience like? Obviously now you're in the wonderful sort of rural countryside towns of England, you know, the Shires. But what was it like being in Melbourne? What was life like out there? What was the rugby like out there?
That place is hard to be a professional, I'm telling you. Incredibly seedy city, like one of the greats. I have not had as much fun in that, in regard of nocturnal frivolities as anywhere. Like, unbelievable. The Australians are big dastardly devils. Like, it was so loose. Like, the average age of the team was like 23 or something. It was, and all our home games were on Friday. So we had Saturday, Sunday to get, and Friday night to get. Very strange. Like, it was amazing, but it did seduce me. It took me off the path. It corrupted me, that city. But it was great times. The rugby was very good, but like, the professionalism in terms of the infrastructure is just not the same level as the Premiership.
What? How did you end up going out there? It was quite a random move.
My father's an Australian, so I like had the Aussie citizenship, and I was just going out there to try and crack it in the national team, but it was not to be. And I came back with my tail between my legs with a lot of great stories.
Well, Max, did you hear of any good stories, talking about good stories, about the infamous Danny Cipriani when he was playing out there? I mean, did you ever cross paths with him or not?
No, I joined just as he left. There was a set. I wanted to see some of this madness, but the boys spoke highly of him. He was part of this thing called the Rat Pack. It was him, Curly Beale, Jimmy O'Connor, and an infamous Buddy Franklin, who's an AFL superstar. And they were just, wherever they went, they were the apex of the social pyramid.
That is very much like me, my friend Pikey, Clefty, and Blazers. When we go out in Clapham, they don't call us the Rat Pack. They call us the Twat Pack. But yeah, we bring the madness. And all quite similar to those guys. All got really good chassis, great chat. Although we're all still single.
You've represented some incredible clubs, both, you know, in England and overseas. But apparently the initiation to Hawke's Bay was something to behold. Can you explain to our listeners why, after signing for them, things got so loose?
And Kiwis are just a different level, especially when you go to like a sort of country club like that, because Hawke's Bay is not a massive place, and there are some loose units, man. It's just a different gravy, and the initiation was terrifying. Like, I just wasn't ready for it. I'd been to my few initiations, like Rosslyn Park, do the traffic light. That was okay, that was chill. I could get down with that. But what went down, I can't remember the rugby club was called where we hosted it, but it was super draconian, had like Chris Eaton and Carl Lowe hosting it, super rugby, like regulars at the time, legends, like flinty, gritty Kiwis, like hard as nails. They would not take no, and you had to do exactly what was told. It was all surnames, no pointing. You were given a sort of checklist of things you had to perform whilst in the ceremony. We sat around this sort of like semicircle of chairs, and there was a bucket, like three buckets in the middle. You were given a pitcher, so it was about 2 pints, and you just had to guzzle and guzzle and guzzle. You're just being waterboarded with ale, the worst kind of that brown ale, that ichor of death. And yeah, death by inebriation. Then if there were any any sort of fines, obviously you had to go up and do that. And there was all sorts of concoctions and potions up there waiting for you. And then if you spoke out of line or disobedient, you were subjected to the monorail, which involves you dropping your cax. And the other guy you have to sit on has to drop his cax, and you sit on each other's laps. And then if you're a first timer, you have to like run around this rugby field. This is by the time you're absolutely blind. I'm talking Ray Charles blind. And you have to like naked lap around the pitch. Each corner's got some madness on it that you have to see off. And then the more early hours of the morning, I woke up in a water fountain in town. Yeah, and those rugby players are good blokes, aren't they?
That's some bloody good batter.
That is incredible.
I'm going to have to take some of that for our initiation this year at the Clapham Falcons.
Jeez,
that is great.
PTSD, but
it's great when you hear nakedness happening in rugby initiations. Yeah. What happened to that? I think
homoeroticism.
I think it's just we're all really comfortable with sexualities, and I think it's just great to be naked with your mates.
Yeah.
There's no better banter than being naked. In fact, I've always said it. I'd love to do business naked. I think you'd get way. It'd be way more transparent.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. People will go to the gym a lot more. I'm telling you. They should bring that in. They should bring that in.
Well, Max, in 2019, you were about to make an unbearable.
This is like This Is Your Life for
Max. Thank you. I know, it's wonderful. In 2019, you were about to make an unbearable amount of money when you signed for Clément to go see Benders, Archie's supposed best mate. But sadly, the deal somehow fell apart. Can you just, you know, quick explain to our listeners why, after signing for them, you never actually played?
Sad times. I got to Clément. Wonderful club. Great lads. Basically, if you're a front row in France and you're signed from somewhere else, foreign, you have to get a neck scan each club you go to over there. And it's just a medical, it's just part of the procedure. And I've got like a congenital like problem, basically. And also I've had years of playing in the front row. So my cervical spine somewhat looks like a burnt down picket fence, but they didn't like the look of that. So I either had to get elective surgery, like double fusion surgery, or I couldn't play there. And I decided against the latter. I mean, the former, sorry. Yeah, so I just went back. Got another medical here, and I was all good to go. So yeah, it's just how you sort of perceive it.
What drew you to Clermont? Was it just the history, or I mean, the town is quite, you know, it's not much going on there. It's very opposite to Melbourne.
Have you been? Yeah, it is not the finest, is it?
No. Well, I went to look for Benders, but I never found them. I had a lovely weekend there, though.
Yeah, there's not. No, I agree. It's not one of the pearls of France, but it's built around the Michelin tires and that team.
Yeah.
What drew me there? I just wanted to go to a big club, and obviously Clermont was his pedigree.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the kind of club you want just before you have the word rackets under your CV.
Yeah.
Commercial break.
Listen to the sweet purple sound of Africa, from the Serengeti down to the flowery patches of Bloemfontein and up to the waterfalls of Rhodesia. The lions are upon our country, and the series has torn us apart, but one thing can bring us together, and that is Biltong. That is why I'm going to partnership with IC Limited. Archie Cousin is our greatest investor in a 100% protein snack. And if the South African people and the English, Scots, Welsh and Irish all take on the Biltong, we will rise up to be partners, brothers and family once more. So no matter what happens this weekend in the rugby, remember that from September, you can buy IC Limited Biltong. 100% protein, 100% jet. You're welcome.
Well, Max, then on to the West Country to go play for a team. Archie is a great soft spot. Again, you know, obviously Benders in Bath. You joined in Mike Ford's final year, I believe. Am I right in saying that or not?
Yes. No. Second final year. So I was, one more.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of guests say he was incredibly hard to work under and, you know, incredibly rude, aggressive, you know, sometimes even sort of fisticuffs. What was your experience of working under him like? Similar to that of the yoga instructors?
To be fair, with Mike, he always treated me well, but his player management wasn't the greatest, but he was a brilliant coach, like technically wonderful coach. But yeah, he rubbed a lot of people up the wrong way. And
not his son. Not his son though.
No, his son, I like George a lot.
Yeah.
He's intense though. Woo-wee! Yeah. Seriously about the craft. Hell of a boy though, lovely guy.
Yeah.
But Mike could be tough to work with. Like, he definitely lost the change room that second season when I was there after the final. The year we got to the final, it just got like that.
What is that like, Max? Because I mean, I've been playing many years for Clapham Falcons. I've never lost a change room. You won't be surprised to hear that. But in a professional environment, I have been around and worked for CEOs who have lost the change room at work. Is it very similar in a professional environment? Do people just go out for, I mean, you wouldn't be going out for beers and a Ned, but maybe a coffee in a coffee shop and having a good old sap. And does that then translate across to the whole team?
When I was there, I was still quite young and I was obviously quite junior. So I think it's more a thing that happens to when those players sort of who are the face of the club, like the bigger dogs, so to speak, are like disgruntled with the management, and then stuff starts happening, then changes happen. That's sort of how I would perceive it. But yeah, it isn't a great place to be because everyone's quite like, you see a lot of anxiety. There is a lot of sapping. Sappuccinos is just always negative. And then because rugby's such an emotionally intimate sort of environment, especially in a place like Bath, because those are the only people you really hang out with. They're just rugby players. So you go about and we just end up sapping, and then it becomes part of just your psyche. So then you're just sad. And then it transforms to the field, and then the results come, and then things have to change.
Do you think that Mike Ford actually knew he was losing the change room, or was he kind of oblivious because he was like a high tower operator and didn't really know? And then if that happens, is it like at school? Like, for instance, in art once, I had a teacher called Mr. Dunn who thought I was talking in line and hit me. And then my parents complained, and he was really apologetic and always tried to make me feel good in my lessons because I think he thought he was going to get the sack. Does that happen in a professional environment where Mike Ford then starts sucking up to Jonathan Joseph?
You know too much, old boy. No. With every club you're in, even though every coach will have his relationships that he's sort of strong with, we're just human. That's how it works. But yeah, Mike definitely was tighter with a lot of the England guys, but I think he knew. Yeah, it was more, I think he was just more like super stressed about where the results were going and stuff. And then there were like whisperings in the press about his job was on the line off the back of the season. Then the stuff started coming out about him losing the dressing room.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it sort of just snowballed from there.
I always feel that if I was, you know, playing for Bath, which, you know, would be one of the clubs I would play for, and it was, we're in that situation, the whispers to press would definitely be coming from me.
Oh, mate.
I'd be the whisperer. Well, and I'd be whispering.
You'd be the Snowden, would you?
Yeah. I'd be whispering everybody.
Well, in those times, you always need someone who can sort of lighten up the change room and, you know, just take things not too seriously. And that is probably Mr. Freddie Burns. Did you have some time with him? What's he like? What's your craziest story with that guy? Because he loves to get loose.
He loves a good sap, though.
I didn't have any like mad stories with him, but yeah, he was like, he's an entertainer. Absolutely loves it. Like, loves emoting emotion out of the boys. Loves any kind of day out. He took me to Cheltenham for my first time, and it was he has the connections there, and I had an unbelievable day out.
He's a fantastic guy. He's our most capped guest, actually.
Yeah,
he loves the pod.
Is he actually?
Yeah, he loves the pod.
He loves coming on here.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Although his
Instagram
has slightly changed now, and he's like very professional.
Yeah,
He's trying to give Steve Borthwick the idea that he is super keen. Like every post on his holiday was him like getting absolutely steamboated. Now he's got to Leicester, and there's just a caption with him just going like, bloody love working out.
That Leicester frat is strong.
Yeah.
Very strong culture.
Yeah. Funny enough though, I did actually realise this on the weekend. We're talking about George Ford and Freddie Burns. Funnily enough, they both don't follow each other on Instagram. So that's quite interesting.
Did you find that?
Well, just remember what I just said to you. Whispers.
Well, Max, you were then signed by the legend Pat Lamb to go down to Bristol and cause havoc. It's a city which Archie knows very well again. Clermont, Bath, Melbourne. It's, you know, he knows everywhere you're going. He loves you. But he studied there at Bristol UE. What's the best night you've had out there with the team since joining? What's the chemistry like in the team? How good is it to be playing for Bristol right now?
Yeah, man, the chemistry is awesome. Like, Pat's very good at just incorporating any kind of personality. He loves like an eclectic environment. It's so much fun, man. Like, it's definitely the most positive team environment I've been part of. In terms of crazy nights out, I guess you're familiar with the, what's it called again?
Lizard
the Brass Pig? Lola Lowe's?
Lola Lowe's, I don't think it was around when I was there. I used to like the place in did the cider. Is that the cider tap or something like that?
What about Dojo's? Yeah, cider tap's good.
Yeah, Dojo's was
there. You know Dojo's?
Yeah, of course.
That reminds me of something straight out of Blade Runner. Like,
It is loose in there. Yeah.
You're going straight into the bowels of Mordor.
Matt Stevens would love it in there.
Every time I go down there, I just get Men in Black and this, whoa, what happened? Yeah. Next day, I'm like, did we go to Dojos?
Dojos is like Infernos, but for Bristol.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But seedier and darker, like the halls of,
Yeah. It's imagine Moria. Imagine if Infernos was in Berlin, but it's actually in Bristol.
That's more like it, yeah.
Who in that Bristol team is like really good value? I mean, Sink seems like he's a good laugh.
Oh, he is a fascinating bloke. Yeah. Like, super. He's a very thoughtful man, very deep thinker. Super, like, I love his emotional sort of depth. Like, having conversations with him is so much fun.
But night out wise, getting loose, come on. I mean, who likes the party?
Oh, nights out. Oh.
Dave Atwood.
Sinks is a lot of fun. Obviously, Nathan Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
A great man. Good. He's seen many an early morning. Great man. John Afoa, legendary scholar.
He looks like a great human. Oh,
I'll tell you who's on his way to immortality in the halls of Beering is Fitz Harding, the young six. Also an OW, actually. We just know how to do it down there.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to get him on. Obviously, you guys are down there to have fun, but also to play professional rugby. And you guys have a bad habit of sort of dominating the league, dominating competitions. And then And then just when it comes to the, you know, the crust, just when it was the time to just, you know, excel and get that trophy in your hands, things fall apart on the final hurdle. How frustrating has that been over the last couple of years? And
they did win a cup last year.
We did.
I'm talking Prem. I'm talking European.
You're talking
rugby.
The Prem.
Yeah. I'm not talking sort of AV Challenge Cup League.
I think Exeter sort of did. They had that grinding out phase, that like teething bit where they were just hitting the playoffs for a while before they persevered and sort of got that championship mentality. And I think we're real close. I mean, it's obviously very frustrating, no doubt. But most of the time, it's down to our own sort of. We're the architect of that, but. Yeah. I feel like Quinn's that semi-final was, in the great words of Thanos, quite inevitable, weren't they? There was something going on there.
It was a special bond. It was my motivational. They actually played my motivational CD-ROM in the change room before.
Archie did a CD pre-semi-final game against you guys and pre-final against Exeter. Yeah.
I hope that's not true.
It's true. We sent two
for the semi-final and the final. Talk to Pat Lamb, because whoever wants to this season, there's a price. But my motivational CDs are priceless.
Well, flawless. Well, so, someone who is there and sort of made it to the top outside rugby as yourself in many capacities, because you became a viral sensation and you've continued to achieve that wonderful success with your post-match interviews to camera. How do those come about, and what's your favourite one you've done? I mean, they are wonderful.
I don't know how they came about. I think I just did one. So in Breathe, I was just having fun with the mic on Bristol's TV thing. And then the boys really enjoyed it. They sort of draw it up. They put it up in the meeting the next Monday. And I was just like, every time Mike got handed to me, I had to say some outrageous, outlandish stuff. And then obviously that Wasp game came along, which went viral. And the media manager, Tom Tayton, top man. But basically the way I work with him is I'm just out there to try and make him laugh.
Yeah.
So I'll start off generally quite serious. And then I'm just going into it, like looking for kind of his cues, where he's going, like, and I'll just say some ridiculous stuff, but keep it informative, obviously. Yeah.
You kind of like rugby's answer to Ray Hudson, the football commentator. This is a Lions special, but briefly talking about the Lions, how impressed were you by them in the first test, and how disappointed were you by them in the second? And what's your prediction for the third? Do they have any chance now, or is it it's all gone wrong?
Second test was tough, man. Ooh. I don't know. It was just like the kicking back, the aerial battle was madness. And then the back three, like he picked a back three that were like a running threat. But yeah,
not good on the high ball.
We're kicking the lever off the thing. And then Dan Biggers passed it three times. Set pieces was out of control, especially as the bench came on. Obviously the box though, I think Razzy Erasmus was pretty clever. Like over the week, he just put all the attention on himself. Took it off the Springboks. Springboks didn't need much emotional like galvanization for that game, did they? They were ready to go. Like they were ready to die for the Bocky. And that's what happened. But like the collisions were just, they're just molested the pack.
They reminded me of Q2 2018. You know, I had a bad Q1 and I know that I had to come back and smash the shit out of it.
And you did.
And yeah, you know what? I didn't need any words. The emotion said it all. I just went and played a Stormer. And, you know, things fell my way. When you're in that purple patch, just things go your way.
I completely agree. And what's the prediction for Saturday?
I can't see Gatland changing up the strategy. So I think South Africa are going to do it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I did predict it as a 2-1.
Max, we're now going to play a little game called Chat or No Chat. The current leader is Danny Kerr with 9 no chat, followed by Ryan Wilson 8, and followed by Hibbard. So let's see how you do. We read out 10 of your current or past teammates, and you simply say if they have chat or no chat. So if you're ready, we're going to go. Dave Atwood.
Oh, that's so hard. No chat.
Nathan Hughes.
Chat.
Callum Sheedy.
Chat.
Sinks.
Chat.
Priestland.
Yeah, chat.
No, chat. He's been on the pod.
Matt Banahan.
No chat.
Freddie Burns.
Chat.
JJ.
Chat.
Toby Faletel.
She's too quiet, no chat.
And then Sam Underhill.
So smug. No chat, no chat.
All right, that was pretty good. I think that was 7 out of 10, no chat. I mean, you are pushing up on the leaderboard. Now, Max, we're going to finish with a couple of quick fire questions. So I want to know quickly, the funniest moment you've ever witnessed on the rugby pitch. I mean, you've had a wonderful 10-year career plus. So what is the funniest moment you've witnessed on the rugby pitch?
Recently, we played Quins at home before the semi. And Joe Marler was on flames with his one-liners. And Lou Morahan scuffed this kick. And Joe screamed across the pitch and goes, "Good kick in opposite land." And everyone's just fucking giggling. Oh, like, it was, the timing was immense. Even the ref was having a crack up. I was like, that's what the class.
Your biggest enemy on the field?
Benno Abana.
Best scrap you've ever been involved with?
Oh, that day. I wouldn't really get involved in it, but David Pace, Jim Hamilton, London Irish, Gloucester. Oh, that was tasty. Yeah. I got to see a feast of Trevor Arnold's put two dudes down with a jab jab. Oh.
God, that was good. And then the loosest player you've ever played or met in the game? You know, you played for 4 clubs. Like, you've met incredible people.
Oh, God, mate. The piss 15 I could put together would be incredible.
But who would be captain?
Geordie Reid or Elliot Stook?
Stooksy.
Yeah,
now, that is a
you
man.
You love that boy,
that
don't you?
That is a man.
You know?
Stooksy sends me very strange messages at very ungodly hours of the night. And I fear one day that we will meet and I will not survive. Him and Alfie Barbary, actually, now they're at Wasps, they will send me very strange messages on nights
out.
Well,
that could get weird.
Yeah, yeah. It's very odd. Alfie Barbary's
like
got
Middle
a
weird. Earth weird.
Alfie Barbary must have sent me at least 20 messages over the past 3 months. And every time, the last message of the set will be, it will be in the morning, but I'm really sorry, I should never text you when I'm drunk. And I keep saying to him, surely you should be talking to females or, you know, not me.
No, well, he loves you. Max, you've been absolutely incredible. We want to get you back on soon. But just to finish off so you can go and have your wonderful pasta and get ready for tomorrow, Preecy. We want to know, and it's a question we ask all our guests, so far in your career, and you've got many more years to come, it's wonderful, but what is your biggest regret to date and also your overriding personal highlight?
It's hard to have regrets if you like yourself genuinely, isn't it? Because you're a product of all your decisions. So the biggest highlight, that's tough. I'd say the whole journey's been just hallmarked by all sorts of fascinating
lovely
things. I'd say it's mostly the people I get to meet.
That is a very poignant way to finish podcast. And actually reminds me of a guy I met in my gap here in Canary Wharf. Same kind of thing. Yeah, very poignant, very deep.
Yeah. Was that the one time you smoked weed?
Yeah, it's the one time I smoked weed. That's the one time I smoked weed.
Max, you're absolutely
incredible.
Thank you
very much,
mate.
Thank
you so much for coming on.
Mate, I appreciate your time immensely.
Honestly, mate, you're brilliant.
It's been an absolute pleasure, chaps.
Mate, fair play to you. Mate. He was brilliant. Yeah. He was better than any Lions legend we could ever
mate,
get.
I tell you what, there was no chat.
No,
when
there
it
wasn't.
Comes to Max Latif.
Well, that's the problem. Sometimes you get on these Lions legends, and like I can imagine, sometimes they've had so many head knocks, and you know they've forgotten all their stories.
Mate, Max is a strong individual.
Yeah,
in many ways.
Yeah.
Physically and vocally.
Yeah, yeah. And mentally, he was wonderful. Yeah, mate. That was actually really good booking.
Do you forgive me?
Mate, I completely forgive you. Okay. You know what? I'll tell you what. Even next week.
To be honest, I wouldn't be bothered if you didn't forgive me. Because I've got loads of mates, Clody, and I'm happy. And I'm the captain running this ship.
Okay, well, you know what?
But you do forgive me.
I do forgive you, and I'm so
happy. Wait, just say it one more time.
I forgive you.
Okay, cool.
But I'm so happy with what you've done.
I wouldn't care if you didn't.
I had a big Lions legend lined up for the final week, the finale next week. But I'm so happy with what you've done, I will let you book in another guest next week.
Fair enough. I will deliver again one more time. I might rebook myself.
Wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna hear about the time that you met that rugby player. Fucking see you in the clubhouse. I wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna hear about the time that you got pissed with that rugby player.
So Archie, it's now time for your favourite section.
Da 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 da.
What?
Da 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 da
da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da
da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da
da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da
Sons
are here every
are
week.
Back. And guess what? We got
They're like that clingy friend at school that never goes away.
No, guess what? We just had Max Lahiff on. He could just do with a bit of, of widening out again. You know, Sons, get his hair, get his lid sorted. But before we get to the lids, let's talk about that new incredible product, which is the probiotic supplement.
Yeah.
The top of the range one, and it's giving people the extra percentage. I've been watching a lot of the Olympics, and they keep on going like, how's this Olympian gone from bronze last Olympics to gold now? Yeah. And it's finding that 2 or 3%.
Not in the gym.
No. Not in the gym, not training at all. He's just been taking a supplement.
Right, okay. I hope legal supplements.
Yeah, completely legal.
Fair
enough. But it's amazing how 1 or 2% can completely change your performance.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the difference between an average deal and a big deal.
Yeah.
And so the Suns supplement, which is incredible, it's the highest rated product on the market anywhere in the world, is this wonderful probiotic. And guess what? You take it once every morning, just before your breakfast, just before your morning coffee, just before you hit the Northern Lion. And it changes your performance. It gives you the extra edge in the boardroom, on the pitch, and with the cheekers. So we're saying...
What's the code, mate?
Go to the Suns website and try it out, because you get 25 quid off that. Or if your lid is still not present and correct, you can go and sort your lid out with 25 quid off. All you have to do is go put the code RIGBIZ25 into the Suns website, and you get 25 quid off a 1 or 3 month package.
Clody, you probably realised I was quite quiet during that whole advertisement bit.
Yeah, why?
It's because I'm probably as bored as most of the listeners listening to that every week. But let's get into it, Cloders. What story have you got for me this week?
So
tell me it's a good one, because I don't know if you can tell, but I'm in a bloody good mood.
I can tell that. It's
I'm
wonderful. Finally, a bit more energy.
Banter.
You're loving it.
Oh, banter. Oh, banter, banter.
You're in a great mood.
I'm in the mood.
Well, today we've got a...
For banter.
Today we've got a story from a World Cup legend.
You see what I was doing there? I just was replacing all the words with banter.
Yeah, no, I did not realise what you're doing. Yeah. This one's...
That would have been actually quite a good clubhouse story.
This one's called Tony Woodcock.
If I just told... someone told a story about a guy who just replaced all the words with banter.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be great. Yeah. It wouldn't be great. Okay. Anyway, this one's from Peter...
I think it would be. But...
This week it's from Peter Lane.
Leno. Interesting fact about Leno. Phenomenal with the resistant bands in the gym.
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't do a lot with weights. Just uses resistance bands. But whatever he's doing, it's working.
It's all about
cool
for him.
He's in great shape. Great shape. I'm expecting big things from Leno.
Well, he says hi. Not a hello. Not a dear Archie. He says a hi.
Quite brief.
Yeah.
And does he address me?
No, he doesn't. He says hi, comma. There's no, I hope this finds you well.
Oh.
There's no how are you. There's no, you know, any sort of nice little touch before he gets into the body of his
email. Because he's quite to the point in the gym. He's in and out in 35 minutes.
He also sent it from his iPhone, so we may have to give him a tiny bit.
He's probably on the tube.
Yeah, okay. Well, he said hi.
Might have just come to this conclusion in the gym, thinking, you know what?
On the resistance
bands, the boys on the rig beds are like typical Leno.
He says, "Hi, I was a second year student at Cardiff Uni on a night out."
Second year?
Yeah.
So he's already had 1 year being
He's already had
loose.
1 year of lashing, and now he's going for second. Anyway, he was on a night out with several friends at Tiger Cardiff.
Rawr.
Which he says is a shite nightclub.
Right,
but I've heard quite good things from the rugby community.
I think I love it in there.
Yeah. Anyway, he says, "We were at the bar." And
no, what are they doing? Ordering drinks?
I'm guessing. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're getting another round in.
And hopefully it's a short, because beer is very calorific.
Suddenly, these giants of men walk into the club, instantly recognising them as members of the New Zealand Rugby World Cup squad.
That is great.
There
I love that.
Kano, Woodcock, Taylor. They're all there. They're
the
all
boys.
There. Yeah, yeah. All the lads. 2015 champions.
Kano, not the rapper.
No, not the rapper.
The rugby player.
The rugby player,
right,
Kano.
Fair enough.
Yeah, anyway.
You'd be like, what is Kano doing with rugby players?
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be completely out of the blue.
Yeah, that'd be completely crazy. Anyway, he starts talking to Tony Woodcock, who's the World Cup 2015 winning prop.
Yeah. I love talking to rugby players when they're out. That's why me and Lena get on quite well.
Well, that's why we started the Tell section.
Yeah,
just
so
you love them.
Yeah.
Anyway, who apparently is pretty steaming at this point.
Oh my God. And a rugby player is drunk in a nightclub. Uh-oh. There's something's going to happen.
And Woodcock ends up buying him and his mates a few drinks.
Good lad. Good lad.
Yeah. He's had a bonus
from
them.
No rugby player I've met out on a night out has ever bought me a drink.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Well, that's actually quite upsetting. But when I see this Woodcock fella,
Well, after a few VKs, myself and two of my friends ask if we can scrum against Tony Woodcock, World Cup winning prop.
Yeah, that is so good.
So
that chat is so good. I love scrumming against my mates in bars.
But imagine
or
a
when
Cup
we
winner.
Do like a line out in the bar. Yeah. That is amazing.
Anyway, so three average-sized Cardiff Uni chaps from the second years go outside against one steaming World Cup winning prop in Tony Woodcock. We go outside, scrum down, and proceed to bowl him over.
No!
We were reminiscent of Andrew Sheridan demolishing the Aussies in 2007.
Boom. That is a great story.
He said, "Enough said, the end."
Yeah,
kind regards,
that is short,
Peter Lane.
Sweet, and to the point, like that. I mean, it's okay, give it 7 out of chat, but I do like the fact that they've just gone outside and scrummed over World Cup winning prop. God, I really hope I bump into sync soon.
So Archie, that brings
an end
to another podcast.
You know what? That is probably one of our best performances of the season.
No, I agree.
You
know, we were on fire.
You can just tell the team had some ups and downs. We've got clarity now.
Yeah.
We know how we're playing.
You can feel it in the air.
And everyone knew their jobs. And you know, at halftime, we said very little.
Yeah.
We said very little because we were playing well. We come off the pitch. And I said, "Boys, you've done me proud."
Yeah, well done.
I've actually got quite emotional about it.
Wait, I can see you. You're tearing up a bit.
But what a pod. It had everything.
It had everything. It was one of
great clubhouse story.
Yeah.
And I did a few, I sang a bit.
Yeah.
And replaced a lot of songs with like other words.
Yeah.
Which I know people really like.
Very clever.
Yeah.
Well, talking about being clever, the Lions need to be clever this weekend to try and win the series in Cape Town against the Box.
Big game.
What's your plans for it? What are you doing?
You are with me.
What?
We are hosting a very private room.
Oh, I mean, private party.
Imperial Pub. On the King's Road, only I think there's only 50 tickets, but I think as we speak now, there are very few tickets left.
Okay.
They can go on to the website on Imperial Pub or, sorry, they can, what can they do?
Well, they can click the link in our Instagram bios.
They can, I mean, there might not be any tickets left, but they can click the link in the bio and buy a ticket. You and me, we're delivering analysis, life tips, business tips, and a whole lot of lash.
God, that sounds
incredible.
It's going
to be good, mate. It is going to be good. And when they buy the ticket, they get two cans of more lash.
Two cans of more lash on the day.
I should remind everyone who's listening to this on the Thursday that the code MORELASH20 to get 20% off your case of more lash will finish at midnight on Thursday.
Right, so get your beers in now for Saturday.
Let's, you know, the only lash you should be having.
Come join us in Chelsea if you can. If you can't, get more lash to your homes or wherever
you may be. There are, unfortunately, some people listening to this podcast who can't afford £20 a ticket.
No.
If you're listening, I would probably rather you not listen anymore.
Yeah, switch off now.
Don't
even have the outro music.
Yeah.
Well, Archie, I can't wait to that. It's going to be incredibly exciting. And obviously, next week we finish the series with our finale. You're going to get in a huge Lions guest. I can't wait to find out who that's going to be.
It's a big one. It is a big one.
I honestly can't.
I have been BDing hard.
Oh my God, I can't honestly wait. Well, guys, good luck. Have a wonderful weekend.
I'll see you Saturday.
I will see you Saturday, sir.
That is probably one of the first Saturdays we've ever spent together.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's business.
Oh, mate, we are going out. You bring your drinking shoes, because I'm taking you out on a rodeo. Bright lights flashing the cover of the back of so many people, so many problems, so many reasons to buy another round. Look it down, just another night on the town.
with the big man, money man, better than the other man. He got the plan with the $1 million, give a damn when nobody understand. Become a smaller man, the bright lights keep flashing. We must keep on dancing with the clowns, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pick me up when I'm down, yeah, yeah. The rodeo clowns, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pick me up when I'm down. The disco ball spinning, all the music and the women and the shots of tequila. Man, they say that they need you. What they really need is just a little room to breathe. Teen and poppin' disco queen, she barely understands her dreams. A belly button rings another kind of thing. Symbolic of change, but the thing that is strange is that the changes occur. And now she's at the part of the heart.